I'm Andrew Green with this week's Flick Pick. This past weekend, I saw Call Me By Your Name. Call Me By Your Name is nominated for Best Picture at this year's Academy Awards, and since the Academy Awards are the Super Bowl for nerds like me, I had to see it. This film is all about a young man named Elio, played by Timothy Calumet. He falls in love for the first time one magical summer while staying at his parents' Northern Italy home. The person he falls in love with is Oliver, played by Armie Hammer. This movie takes place in 1983. So, Call Me By Your Name takes place in a time when that sort of relationship wasn't exactly out in the open. Elio's father is a professor spending his summer doing archaeology research, and Oliver is his, I guess, grad student assistant? Well, he's the assistant. Anyway, the movie unfolds throughout the course of this whole summer in which Elio begins to realize he's fallen for Oliver until he finally confesses it to him. What follows from there is a short but defining romance that is kept secret for the most part. Now that's pretty much the movie's whole story. There's not a whole lot to Call Me By Your Name, but I thought overall the film was very good and extremely well made, and a lot of it has to do with the setting. It's like the town where this movie is set is one of its main characters. To me, what's great about Call Me By Your Name is the beautiful cinematography, soundtrack, and the way that you feel like you're there. This movie is gorgeous if you like lazy summer imagery. Whoever shot this thing knew exactly what they're doing. The lighting and the imagery are all perfect. Also, I mentioned the soundtrack. There are some great original compositions here, one of which I know is nominated for an Oscar, and I hope it wins. Additionally, I liked the 1983 setting. Call Me By Your Name seems to capture it all quite well. As for the story, well, it's a realistic summer fling movie, okay? But it has that twist that it's a same-sex romance, and so it's especially difficult for the main character. The kid is 17. His behaviors and actions can be confused and awkward at times. He doesn't really know what he's doing. There's a great conversation that takes place between Elio and his father at the end of the film that sort of sums up the whole point of Call Me By Your Name. He had something special for a little while there, and that's better than most other folks get. So it's a decent enough coming-of-age romance, and on the technical level, Call Me By Your Name is excellent. The acting is also high quality. Timothy Calumet, I'm probably mispronouncing that, is very good, and so is Armie Hammer, as a slightly obnoxious, overconfident American. I also liked Michael Stuhlbarg as the father. He has a certain Christoph Waltz kind of thing going on for him. I left Call Me By Your Name feeling like I had just spent a couple of weeks in Italy in 1983. I have no complaints. I give Call Me By Your Name a 3.5 out of 5 for this week's Flick Pick.